Boys and girls, this morning I want to tell you a true story, and I hope that you'll learn something from it today. You'll remember that for a few weeks now, as I've spoken with you from time to time throughout the summer, I have made a great emphasis on the Bible. I encouraged you that you should bring your Bible to church every Lord's Day. Whether or not you can read it, it's good for you to start bringing your Bible out to church, and that's a good habit to form. As you grow up and I trust come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and then as you go out to serve Him. This story today is about a young girl called Mary Jones. Mary lived in Wales. Like many others in her day, she spoke the Welsh language. And over 200 years ago, Mary lived in a little Welsh village. Anybody here from Wales this morning? No. Well, if you had have been, I'd have brought you up today to the pulpit and asked you to pronounce the name of this village. So here it is, and you'll have to bear with me. And when you hear it, you'll realize I'm going to say it only once. But Mary lived in a little village called Clanfahangalai Panant. That's not bad for an Irishman, sure it's not. But that's the last time I mentioned the village today. But Mary lived in this village, and Mary's mother and father were very, very poor. Like so many in the village, they didn't have much, and they couldn't read nor write. And Mary was only 5 years old when her father died. It was a great struggle for her mother, and it was also a great struggle for Mary, but they coped well. And Mary, at a very young age, had to learn to work in order that both she and her mother would survive. Mary's mother and father were Christians. Mary was very often taken along to meetings in a little church building, and it was there that she heard stories about the Lord Jesus Christ. All the stories, boys and girls, that you take for granted so often in Sunday school, in children's meetings, in the holiday Bible club, stories that you have known from you were a little child sitting at home in your mother's knee, and Mary heard those stories too. And she heard how she needed to know the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. I hope you know that today. Whether you're young or whether you're old, I hope that you know, if you're not a Christian, that you're a sinner in God's sight, that Christ loves you and died to save you, and that you need Him as your Savior. Mary started going to Sunday school when she was 10. Couldn't read, couldn't write. So at Sunday school, they taught her how to read and to write, and Mary took a great interest in reading the Bible. Problem was, Mary didn't have one. Like many others in her village, there were no Bibles at all in the village, because many of the people just couldn't read nor write. But Mary knew that there was a family who lived 2 miles away, and they had a Bible. So every day when Mary would finish her chores, she would ask her mum if she could go down to the neighbours and perhaps share in reading the Bible. Only once a week she was permitted to do that. So once a week she would go to her neighbour, 2 miles away, she would borrow her Bible, and she would sit outside and open the Bible, and she'd read about these stories of Jesus, and then she would turn around and try to memorise some of the verses, but always longing for the day when she would have a Bible of her own. Because of little money, Mary knew that she was going to have to save very, very hard to get a Bible. She had a few hens. So she began to take the eggs that the hens lay, and she went out and sold them around the village for a few pennies. And bit by bit, the pennies came in. And bit by bit, Mary gathered up enough money to buy a Bible. But the problem was, there was no place to buy one. The nearest place where Mary could get a Bible was 26 miles away in another place called Bala. And that was the only place where a man would come round from time to time, and he would sell Bibles, because many of the people didn't have the money to buy them. Mary was determined. One day, at just 15 years of age, she headed off to walk the 26 miles to Bala for a Bible. She had only one pair of shoes. They were precious to her. So as she started out from home, she took off her shoes and she tied them together and hung them round her neck. She thought she couldn't wear them for that distance and ruin them. So she walked the whole cut. That's an Ulsterism, by the way. She walked the whole 26 miles and reached Bala. But there was no sign of the Bibles nor the man selling them. She inquired around the village, and after a period of time, she was told that a man would come back soon with the Bibles. And Mary said she would wait a few days to see what happened. 2 days later, the man came. And Mary went to him with her pennies and told him her story. And she bought her first Welsh Bible. The man looked at her as she walked away with the shoes around her neck, the Bible in her hand, and tears in her eyes, and he called her back and he said, "Mary, here." And he handed her 2 more Bibles. And he said to her, "Mary, you take those Bibles home and you share them with the people from your village." So she set out from Bala to home with the 3 Bibles, the shoes tied round her neck. But the man who sold her the Bible couldn't get Mary out of his mind. Do you know what he did? He said there were many people just like Mary throughout Wales who couldn't afford a Bible, who didn't have the Word of God. So he began to produce Bibles cheaply. And they were given out to people across Wales who didn't have a Bible. He formed a society. It was called the British and Foreign Bible Society. And starting with the 3 Bibles that he gave to Mary Jones, they have given millions of Bibles across the world ever since. Their name has changed, but their task remains the same. They want to put the Word of God that we take so much for granted into the hands of people who don't have one. And it all started with one young girl called Mary Jones. Tell me, boys and girls and grown-ups, would you walk 25, 26 miles to go and get a copy of God's Word? Let's be honest. Some of us wouldn't walk 100 yards in the rain to the prayer meeting. She walked 26 miles in her bare feet just to get a copy of God's Word. You see, now when I said to you over the summer about the importance of the Word of God, of having it, of reading it, we sit down so often in church life. In fact, we were having a conversation about this and the men didn't even know in the back room what the children's talk was at all at that time. And we were talking about different versions of the Bible. I could take you to my study today and I could show you a row of them. I could take you to bookshops where they have every single version you care to mention in abundance. But we have become so familiar with it and so accustomed to it that half of us don't even bring our Bible anymore to church. It's a shame on us. It's a shame on us. Mary Jones, don't forget the name. And don't forget the importance of God's precious Word. The day might come when we, like other countries of the world, might not have it anymore. And then we'll realize how precious it really was. Don't forget the lesson of Mary Jones.